It's hard to forget the images. Shattered glass, fires, and looters running in and out of stores. The shops along West Florissant Avenue in Ferguson and Delwood endured a lot in the days and months following Michael Brown's death. As part of Ferguson One Year Later, St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman checks to see how some of those businesses are faring now.
Cars stream past on West Florissant Avenue. At this spot a year ago, TV personalities like CNN's Anderson Cooper did live stand-ups here. Today, it's back to being a parking lot.
It's a busy parking lot.
Yes, people drive crazy around here.
I'm talking with Priyanka Patel, whose father owns Ferguson Market and Liquor. I ask her if lots of cars mean it's busy inside.
Yeah, a little busy, yes. Not as it used to be, but still busy.
How has it changed?
We have a lot of our good customers have moved out of the area.
Really?
Yes.
It hasn't been easy. The store was looted in August and again in November. Each time they cleaned up and reopened. A lot of businesses along this street went through the same thing, including Zisser Tire and Auto Service. There are lots of new tires and shiny hubcaps in the front shop, but at least for the time being, many of the windows are still covered in plywood.
The boards are a pretty good insulator. I think they're better than glass.
Owner John Zisser has a way of looking on the bright side. This year, that's been a necessity. As he sits in his back office, he recalls how just as things were getting back to normal last fall, the grand jury decision was released. Business hasn't fully recovered since.
Some days are good and a lot more seem to be not so good. I won't call them bad, but not so good.
Are you surprised that it's lasted this long?
Well, not really. It's still not over. You know, it keeps going on. You know, Ferguson has become an international word, getting almost like Coca-Cola.
Without the good connotation.
Without the good taste, right. Exactly.
But Zisser is grateful to his loyal customers, and he says he's even gained a few new ones. Getting people to feel comfortable coming to this area has been a challenge. Ferguson's Community Development Coordinator, Dan Bish, says they're working to ease people's worries.
Mostly what we're trying to focus on is rebuilding that consumer confidence, that it's still a safe place and your shops are still all there, and we're just encouraging people to get back out, visit the places you're used to visiting, and shop Ferguson.
Bish says there's also positive momentum. He points to ongoing construction projects, such as Centene's building and Metro's new transit facility. And there's the Great Streets Initiative, a revitalization plan for the West Florissant Corridor approved before the events of last August. It calls for bike lanes, slower traffic, and adding more landscaping and crosswalks on the busy street.
You know, make it a place where people want to drive through and stop, hang out, visit the shops.
Yet forces beyond economic development will likely decide whether businesses here thrive or stumble. The anniversary of Michael Brown's death this Sunday will mark an important moment. Back at Ferguson Market and Liquor, I ask Priyanka Patel about it.
Are you nervous about the anniversary?
Not really. We're hoping nothing would happen. Yeah.
With that, she heads back to work. Patel and others along West Florissant Avenue just want to get back to business. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.